Let's speak with Stephen England-Hall, Chief Executive of Tourism New Zealand. Kia ora.
Kia ora, morena.
How much of a problem is this downturn specifically from the Chinese market?
Well, you know, Tourism New Zealand has already started to take action against the... It was trying to alleviate the impacts of the coronavirus on the New Zealand economy, because as you've already heard in the previous report, the impact on New Zealand could be quite significant. We've obviously already seen a slowdown in arrivals from China over the last few weeks with the travel ban from the China end, and also more recently our border closures being put in place. And until such times as those things are lifted, obviously the impact will continue to accumulate.
Okay, so how would you best want to see this money spent?
Well, the $10 million that's been allocated for Tourism New Zealand to invest in international markets is really around accelerating our diversification strategy, or our resilience strategy, if you like. So that will be looking at things like, you know, near-term and medium-term activity that we think's got the highest probability of having a positive impact. So it'll be spent across things like activity in, say, for example, Australia, United States, the UK, and we're looking at exactly the specific details of which campaigns are likely to receive additional funding and what new activities might be initiated.
Because they're, I mean, the thing is that they're quite different markets, because coming here from Australia, from many parts of Australia, is potentially a 3 or 4 hour flight. It's quite quick, whereas most people from the UK are not at the drop of a hat going to come to New Zealand. So how is that going to, it's not going to impact quickly necessarily, is it?
Well, it's a good observation. So the Australian market, being very close, is a very different consumer and has a very different buying cycle than, say, to, in your example, the United Kingdom. But there are visitors or travellers in all markets that we operate in who are, you know, I guess, open to persuasion at different times of the year. And as I mentioned, there's a short-term need here, which is really going to be driven out of the Australian market, which is our upcoming shoulder season and, of course, our winter season, which is incredibly important for our resorts, where we'll focus most of our energy into Australia. But, of course, markets like the United States, where we've got increased airline connectivity and increasing demand in the United States, and, of course, UK post-Brexit, where we're seeing some buoyancy in consumer confidence for the first time in a couple of years. Both of those secondary, you know, the United States and the UK are longer haul markets, but of course they do respond to stimulus, particularly marketing stimulus and of course great offers from aviation and accommodation partners. So what we're looking at is very short term, very near term, how can we drive activity out of Australia? And in medium term being next summer, if you like, or you know, the end of this year, how can we ensure that we give tourism industry the best possible start to the next season?
Just the mere fact that you're having to do this is an indication that New Zealand tourism has become too reliant on the Chinese market.
Well, Chinese visitors are about 15% of the tourism economy. So overall, there's pretty good diversity across the mix of markets we already operate in today. I think what we're seeing here is the suddenness of the impact. So the suddenness of the decision and the very rapid nature of a large proportion of visitors not being in the marketplace. And of course, the ripple effects that were mentioned by Michelle and Richard, and how they ripple through the local community is very strongly felt. So we're trying to figure out what we can do as quickly as possible to alleviate some of that impact.
Do you think people may have some reservations about getting on planes because of the coronavirus in itself? People might not want to be in those confined spaces.
We're not seeing that at a large scale yet. We'd say statistically significant impacts at this point. But of course, that's a very human response to what is obviously a new threat. We would anticipate that there'll be some spillover impacts into some other markets as well. And you would have already seen some anecdotal evidence of things like, work conferences or sales conferences or work events in different countries being postponed out of the very thing you just talked about.
Thank you very much for your time this morning from Tourism New Zealand.